I am presenting brief review of our 36-year Cygnus X1 study by using multi-technique methods and based on our optical photometric high-resolution spectra and spectropolarimetric observations. Here the most of key topics of this conference is present. Here is the scheme of X-ray binary Cygnus X1. The photometric observations and comparison with X-ray data are published in the main results of this are reported in these papers, our papers. In the frame of the international campaign optical monitoring of unique astrophysical objects, we obtained a lot of observations of Cygnus X1. We found variability, different kinds of layers, dips, and precession period, and revealed the correspondence between optical and X-ray variations, cross-correlation analysis of the X-ray and optical mean brightness shows significant correlations. And we revealed X-ray variations delays in respect to the optical ones. We revealed evidences of accretion instability. We suggested scenario of layers and dips, and we obtained the characteristic time of the method transfer through the accretion disk. Here are the orbital light curves in X-rays and in optics. In 1975, 36 years ago, we studied ellipsoidality effect in Roche loop, in Roche model, and obtained admissible parameter values for Cygnus X1. Admissible parameter. And here, the picture of admissible parameter of Cygnus X1 obtained by us, and here, the new parameters obtained in the paper, very new paper, in June this year, published in Industry PH, and in the three best models. And you see that agree with our parameters are obtained in 1975. It is very funny. Continue monitoring of spectral high resolution spectral monitoring about 10 years, and the results published in these papers. Mostly we observed in at Picture School Observatory and studied variations of spectral variations. In particular, we found the line profile variations during X-ray fly in June this year. We constructed model atmospheres of Cygnus X1 optical star, and the main results reported in these papers. This slide is devoted to spectral Cygnus X1 spectral simulation techniques. Obtained results. We obtained the main parameters of Cygnus X1 optical component supergent, and also chemical composition. We compared with alpha camelia pardalis, and it confirmed that Cygnus X1 star has anomalous chemical composition and demonstrate an influence of meta transformation as CNO cycle and in alpha processes. We have revealed Cygnus X1 system supergent variability. The main result published in this paper on the scale of time scale tens of years. You see the variation of gallium-1 profile during this period, and we obtained that the star radius has increased by 1 to 4%, and temperature has decreased by about 2,000 kelvins. This slide is devoted to imaging techniques, Cygnus X1 Doppler tomography. The main results published in these papers. This is an example of Doppler tomography obtained by us, and the comparison with the Roche model permit us to obtain the limits of mass ratio in this X-ray binary. Now I want to put your attention on this poster, our poster, where we constructed also three-dimension tomography. And you may see the poster. Our spectropolarimetric observations on VLT permit us to discover magnetic field in the X-ray binary Cygnus X1. The main results are reported in these papers. And I want to put your attention on the our poster with Dr. Bochkarev. We revealed the magnetic field about 100 Gauss on the supergent in Cygnus X1, and to suspect the magnetic field of about 600 Gauss on the accretion structure outer limit. It is the pioneer measurement in the black hole systems. The field is enough for X-ray flickering. It is the first observational confirmation of magnetic disk accretion on black holes. Thank you.